Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Howdy, friends. These fall sports specials on Native Voice One Radio Network are brought to you by Nelson Hart, supporting the cowboy way of life, and by Wrangler, long live cowboys and cowgirls. Each round in each event pays $28,914 to win first. In the bareback bronc riding, it was Utah's Casey Field claiming the round with a whopping 87.5-point ride aboard Bronc Riding Nation bucking horse of the Sankey Pro Rodeo and Phenom Genetics herd from Montana. In the world standings, Jesse Pope moves to number one, representing Kansas. The winner of the season, Cole Reiner from Wyoming, is number two. Field is in third. The World Championship is won by the season earnings plus what they win at the National Finals Rodeo. The best on 10 will win over $70,000. We'll talk about that as the week goes on. In the team roping round number one, South Dakotans Junior D's and Levi Lord picked up the championship. The team roping header Caleb Driggers from Georgia is leading the world. Junior Nagara from Brazil is first in the healing division of team roping. Steer wrestling competition, veteran Nick Guy of Wisconsin was a quick 3.8-second time to pick up the win in round number one. Stetson Jorgensen of Idaho is your leader for the world standings. Tiger Wagesbach, former world champion from Louisiana, is in second. In the classic event, saddle bronc riding, 89 points claimed round number one. Canadian bucking horse of the Big Stone Rodeo Company Incorporated, Rubles, took Montana's Sage Newman to the victory lap. Sage Newman winning the world, representing Melstone, Montana. Former all-around champ of the world, Stetson Wright from Utah, is in second in the bronc riding. Sage Newman had this to say after a big win in round number one.
That horse had a big rear out of there, and I had a really good spur out, and that was really, it feels really good when you can really hold your feet for two jumps and get things rolling. That's a good feeling, and it gets you a good seat and gets things rolling off the bat. So that was one of my big horsemanship things. Kind of, last year I came in here, I ended up 11th in the world, and kind of lit a fire in me this year, and I just started having fun mostly. I mean, if you ain't having fun, it ain't gonna go good, So have fun, relax, and just go do your thing, Can't worry about too much and keep stuff simple.
A quick 7.5-second time won round one in the tie-down roping. Caleb Smith of Texas picked up the win. Shad Mayfield has setting a season earnings record with almost $250,000, representing New Mexico as the leader in the world with nine rounds to go in Las Vegas. Caleb Smith had this to say after winning the tie-down roping.
Just practicing and getting prepared for this, is a challenge just because, body and soreness. And, it's just not as fun to practice, I guess, as it used to be, because I used to run as many every calves I wanted. I wake up the next morning and go on. Now I pay the consequences for running too many calves in one afternoon or one day or something. So it becomes more of a challenge, but that's that much more I pray to God and ask Him to give me the strength and ability that I'm not able to work as much as I used to.
In the ladies' barrel racing competition, Oklahoma's Wenda Johnson was a quick 13.57 seconds in the cloverleaf pattern to pick up the win. Cassie Mowry finishing second in the round. Defending world champion Jordan Briggs finished third. Wenda Johnson has some of the best horses in the country. Let's see what she has to say after the win in round one.
I do my very best. And I was laughing when I got on the lap horse, and the stirrups were too long, and I just dropped my stirrups and hugged him tight and said, all right, let's go make our little lap.
Bull riding. Tristan Hutchings of Idaho topped off a bull by the name of Party Animal for a good 90.5-point ride. Stetson Wright maintains the lead in the world standings, chasing another gold buckle, representing Milford, Utah. Josh Frost, another man from Utah, is in second in the world standings with nine rounds to go. Over $11 million up for grabs in this year's Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.